Two Nevada lawmakers are teaming up on a bipartisan bill to prevent suicide by gun. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck sat down with them in a side-by-side interview to learn more.
Assembly Floor Leader Sandra Howdige and Assembly Member P.K. O'Neill, a Democrat and Republican, realized that they were trying to do the same thing. They wanted to find ways to prevent people from ending their lives with the use of a firearm.
If we just prevent one suicide, it's worth every minute we have done on this.
Under the proposed legislation, if someone is struggling with a mental health challenge, they could voluntarily surrender their gun for at least 21 days to a licensed firearm dealer. Nearly 1 in 6 gun deaths are suicides, according to the Pew Research Center.
When firearms are used, people most likely think of mass shootings, but firearms are actually the leading cause of death for children, and again, the leading cause for suicide as well amongst our veterans.
It's also within the family. My family member may be in a bad spot. I have firearms in the house, and I can go surrender them just to protect why I work with my spouse, roommates, etc., through the situation.
O'Neill also has a second bill that could protect federal firearms licensees, known as FFLs, from civil liability after returning someone's gun to them. The lawmakers plan on combining the two bills.
This isn't a mandate. This is voluntary. We want to encourage FFLs to participate in them. And so we want to make sure that we're protecting them, too, for their participation.
Both lawmakers agree this isn't a red or blue issue. And it's deeply personal to them, especially O'Neill, who's retired from law enforcement.
It really affects me. I've handled so many suicides, but I've had personal friends commit suicide, people that I worked with commit suicide, and they were by firearms.
And they hope it can further break down the stigma of asking for help.
By taking that overt act, they also are reaching out to talk to counselors, to their friends, to those that they can trust about the issue, and hopefully get back to, whether you want to say safe place, a good place.
This might have been a taboo conversation a decade ago, but people are receptive to now. People understand.
A permanent record will not be created if someone chooses to surrender their gun. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News, Carson City.
And as a note to our listeners, KUNR reminds you that if you are struggling, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline can be reached at 988.